This is the state of Gotha. Everyone's waiting for the start. First, we will sing. I will play the music. This is. Sing. Minnesota. This is the song the Gophers of the UMN are playing when they have a touchdown or whatever, when they win. So it's a nice song. Of course, we have to train it. So let's come to Gopher statistics. Here we have Gopher statistics, as you can see. In 2017, we had 133 Gopher servers and 4.9 million unique selectors. This is Veronica statistics. And then it's growing up until 2020. As you can remember, 2017-18 is when Bitrise first made all of this public. So we achieved like a triple growth until 2020. Then we have, of course, when Gemini comes, the hype came and all of that in the pandemic, then the servers were slowly going down. First the unique selectors were growing and now they're going down too. But this is natural growth. First we had the hype curve, but as you can see, we still have 325 Gopher servers from 133. There were in like 2010, people were saying no Gopher, will there be any more? There were like below 100 Gopher servers. So this is already a big success. Of course, there's I'm losing, but maybe we can reverse this. I'm optimistic. And Dimitri is asking what caused the pandemic hype? People had nothing to do at home. No, Dimitri, as you can see in the pandemic, there was not the hype. The hype was before the pandemic. The pandemic began in 2020. And then it was reduced. I don't know why. I mean, we didn't have much Gopher propaganda, but then the Gemini protocols came up and all the alternative protocols. So people were moving there. And this is my reasoning why this is happening. So, but it's a good thing that the Gemini came up. It's new ideas, it's new ways of thinking, and it removed problems from. Or pressure from people who want to change the whole protocol. Mellowlink is asking how exactly you got the statistics. If you search for Veronica 2, this is a search engine for the Gopher space. There you see those statistics. Actually, they're also mentioned on Wikipedia. So on the Gopher protocol Wikipedia page, this is what's mentioned there. But the Veronica is still indexing. It's an old search engine still running. Very nice. So the Gopher launch stats up from 2000 to 22. There's two entries. All maintainers are welcome. It's very easy to add. It's like a directory of ordered entries where you can enter Gopher space by topic. Actually, it's a bit unmaintained. As I said, Yasha is saying it has a very nice storage format. It's really easy. It was changed last year, but didn't have much time to. Add more entries because there's this big plan for the future to either use Veronica or some other search engine to propose links to, which are newly found to add them to the Gopher lawn. But this is something for the future. Someone with time will add. But for now, the Gopher lawn has very nice links and you easily find something you need. Then, of course, you have the Tildeverse, which is a separate culture. It's like a bit like the IRC Now movement, where people come together from the BBS culture and they modernize this, where you have like servers of independent, like-minded people, and they offer services. And here on tildeverse.org, they listen how many there are, and there are now 36 of such tildeverses, and they are up by 9 from last year. So this means, as you can see from the last one, we have less servers, but we have more communities, and communities always mean more creativity instead of just a standard server of someone hosting it because it's fun now. So this is a success. Gopher is at a steady state. Despite individual servers going away, content is created, as you see in Bitrush. We will talk about that. And unique content is created. This is what I think we should focus on, to create unique content you don't find on the web, so people have a reason to come here. Gopher is now your daily protocol. I mean, it's supported in MPB, it's supported curl, and with libcurl and Gopher support, you have support for it everywhere. For example, if you have some media thing for your TV and libcurl is compiled in with Gopher support, you can use Gopher URIs everywhere. And this is how I use it, at least. It's, for me, it's a big mix. Mostly I have HTTP and Gopher links. It's like half-half daily. So you can use Wikipedia over Gopher, for example. It's up to you. And with plumbing, what we will talk about during the talk too, because plumbing is a really old topic. It's not a new topic. We solve many problems and keep things simple, because you can easily extend Gopher without adding like headers or protocol like HTTP and HTML did. So new Bitrise services, like the Ideas Project, the Intellectual Porn, Bitrise TV, Meme Service, the Lawn, Friendless Networks, Snowman Project. And today we will release another big project to take over the web. Then the Meme University, Dance Academy, XML Strip Club, tutorials, then the Flower Movement, Penis Extension Service. Yes, if you want a penis extension over Gopher, it's possible. Bitrise One Line, Kiosk, then with dating, BitLeaks, Leaks. Then OnlyFans, pilot service, cancelment, hiring service, all I mentioned yesterday, digitalization, addicts anonymous, conferencing system, like this what we're using now. It's using Gopher too, because you access the schedule using it. Stop Scrum, the Gopher Times, Bitwiddle Game Room, Bitrush NFT, Gopher Vulture Standard, we will talk about this, and the Gopher Blue Seal, because this is new standard for Gopher. Trust program, we are extending it more and more depending on good ideas, on current ideas, on something on the web that happens, and making a satire of it. Well, it's not satire, we're just showing the mirror, or we're showing how it truly is. That's why. So we have reached a point where it's impossible for one member to know all services. It's like me, despite me having created most of the services, I sometimes realize, oh, there's still this small service. Yes, I created it some years ago. It's so funny, and then I extend it. But this is a good thing, because we know we never get bored. We always find something too. And Dimitri is asking, these use Gopher 2 or you just announced Gopher 2? No, I don't have announced Gopher 2. There's no Gopher 2. Gopher Plus was a failure. It was some strange extension, because in history you had this race between Gopher and HTTP to become big, but Gopher had a problem that they wanted to license Gopher Plus, and this got people into using the web. And with HTML and graphics, Gopher lost in the end. It has the had the hierarchy, but it didn't have the features and the graphics. And Gopher 2, there's no reason to have Gopher 2. It's so simple. We can put everything on top of Gopher. So let's come to the Gopher Vulture Standard. Gopher, the web is lying to you. As everyone knows, they are pretending that they want your privacy. They want to be good to you. They only want the best from you, your money and your dignity. But Gopher is not that way. Gopher is true. So this is why we created a reaction to the web lying to us, the Gopher Vulture Standard. The Gopher Vulture standard is that we openly tell you if you use the standard, you have to rob people's dignity, personal rights, and sanity. Evil Bob is saying, but Microsoft loves open source, they told me. Yes, Evil Bob, but Microsoft tells you everything to get your money. I hope your parents told you that. And there's no way to make money off Gopher in advertising yet. So we have to add a standard for full exploitation of the users to get your bank account and your dogs. If you use Gopher Vulture in your Gopher hole, users are required to send in one body part in a cooling box right to your front door. This is pure showing respect and trust into your services because they expected to get it back. This will prove that they are rightfully willing to participate in the experience you're providing them over Gopher. I wonder when Facebook is taking our idea. The contract is signed with blood. No further procedures are needed. Of course, you have to make it out how you sent over the blood, but I think you're all technical. You will find a way. After this contract signing, you can exploit the users as you like. No restrictions like the filthy EU data laws apply. Because no one looks at Gopher, you can do whatever you want. It's Wild West. So, sending organs over Gopher, it's not forbidden. See what Meta and Mozilla have done so far? It's the same, but with a different color. So just look at the link. They are saying privacy perversion attribution for advertising. Yes, of course, advertisement with privacy preservation. Yeah, good thing. So let's come to something positive. We have the blue gopher seal. So the blue gopher seal is a label that the product is using. It's using is inspirational, saves resources, is energy efficient, allows you to use its source code, and can be reused to anyone's pleasure. As you can see on blue gopher, where you can refer to. This is the question if we should spread such a seal, for example, because this is complete the opposition of all these green energy seals and all of the crap. Like, this is a reaction to what KDE did. They had like a C++ program being labeled as energy efficient. Yeah, KDE and energy efficiency. And it's using Boost to be compiled. It's online, but this is true. If you are able to link to Gopher, it's energy efficient. So, what years goals have you reached so far in Gopher? Gopher is established and known as a simple protocol. Gopher is revived. It's living. We have an active community. Very thank you everyone to what you contribute that you're using Gopher. Thank you very much. We're keeping the idea alive. We have new ideas, which means it has a bright future. And of course, we are meeting here in a conference to talk about Gopher. This is something which happened didn't happen over years, and we have no profit idea. We just do it for the interest to have a new protocol alive and new ideas because we can use this mirror of the web for something else. We have Gopher support and manager command lines and libraries. And today we're holding the seventh conference in Gopher. If you look at GopherCons, really ones, which happened in the 1990s, it's like they had five conferences. So we are far ahead from that. So we can be proud of ourselves. Let's see. So keep the flow. Now I want to switch to a bit different side because last state of Gophers, they end a bit dry. They end in maybe philosophy, something which doesn't really get you motivated into Gopher. But here's something, this is a bit like a showcase of the past. Something I want to take you with, it's an adventure. So here's the link. This is a link to reports, the slides of the GopherCons, but not the Go GopherCons of Google, of the Go language, of the real GopherCons for the Gopher protocol. It will give you an idea what people back then were really doing, and that they had the same problems we have now. So let us together look back in time. Here's one little example. Look at this. This is also named the State of Gopher. And they had, for example, here, client software architecture. There will always be a multi-protocol world. Very nice. It's what we think too. The monolithic network applications have a limited future. Look at browsers. Look at them. A monolithic application is a large, cumbersome Swiss Army knife. Would you repair your car, build a house with a Swiss Army knife? No, you wouldn't. No, you would use different tools and different specialists. Small, specialized communication applications will have an advantage. Yes, that's what we're doing. If IRC, for example, to connect now, we have an audio player, an audio streamer, or GoPro, but you could use it over TCP, whatever. We have SSH for presenting slides. That's what we're doing. So, will the browsers fall? Will they fall? I mean, this is a prediction from 1994. Then, in the same slides, you have the future architecture. Many application protocols and continued protocol development. That's what I said. We have many specialized protocols which do something useful, and they are complete. Modular protocol-specific client software, which plugs into the user interface framework. This is what we do with Plumber. We plump to some link, and the link opens whatever we got. It will open a movie file. It will open something different. This is what we do. Many network-aware page description languages that work with plugin protocol modules. Page description languages. Well, that's what something. But we will talk about that too. It's like PDF. PDF, you just download it and then it will display to your screen. And when you press print, it will print to your printer depending on the printer definition. That's what's said there. And that's what we're using. You can increase your terminal. You can use HTML over Gopher. There's even in some presentation about that because Gopher is just the protocol to serve something. We should be trying to do a few things really well instead of everything poorly. I guess everyone is now reminded of the web. So will this be the rise of the Gopher frontend? I don't know. Now, why 3D Gopher Space? As everyone knows, there was Gopher VR, and they were doing even further experiments. They were using, trying to find algorithms to easier represent this. And this is something where they fell because there are big problems in moving from 2D or 1D to 3D. This is a restriction of hardware on the one side, on the other side, it's a restriction on logic of our brain. So they're saying people navigate through 3D space all the time. Not just 3D, it's 4D. People providing a stronger sense of place and better landmarks will help users navigate. But then you have to represent the whole world. The web and Gopher is already an abstraction because it's files, it's folders. This is what failed in the end. Virtual worlds, 3D Gopher space give us more possibilities for visual and oral cues that documents are closely or distantly related. But they hadn't really experienced what we know now, like Oculus, where you have an overloading of visuals and oral cues. So restricting the information flow to some smaller stream will make you more productive. As we know from the information overload when everyone has his WhatsApp and his IM on, which makes you unproductive. So can we get the metaverse on Gopher? Because they already had it. Why is 3D Gopher space? Social intelligent cues can easily be coded in the 3D space. Popular items might appear worn, or the beaten path can be made explicit. Yeah, but this is the same I talked about. It's you have to adapt to what people know, and that's not easy. You have to represent the whole world in a big 3D environment. But then why don't you use the world? We need to facilitate both finding information and finding people. This is something. Let's see, we have a queue. This has already been done, but it has a not a nice name. It's called Facebook, because they combined that. A new interface metaphor let us build richer systems that incorporate interpersonal interaction. Imagine Hybrid Go for IRC mud systems. That's what we are doing now. That's nothing new. 3D would just add something you open in a 3D interpreter. But is this really feasible? 3D Gopher Space does not have to be a network pig. This is saying that if you have, for example, a huge gaming network protocol, here it's just a 3D object which is sent over the network. We can trade intelligence in the client for bandwidth. The client generates the scenes itself. So you have just the hierarchy, you send 3D objects, and the representation of the whole world is locally. That's what that's saying. Affordable desktop systems are now becoming fast enough to render virtual worlds on the fly. Yes, we've reached that. Even our mobile phones can do that now. And it's not worth doing because virtual worlds will give us better metaphors for describing the massive quantity of resources on the net. This is not true. I mean, that's why I'm saying memes, they represent information, but as we know, the new technologies also made the humans change. So this is the view 30 years ago. So let's see, there's also one about information quality. This is a common talk. Really interesting to read. Maybe Lingonixtics will find it really interesting, because what do we want the information to do for us? What we really need is no info, not information, but knowledge. We need people to expand their knowledge of the world, and we want our kids to be able to be better citizens in the future. Isn't this the Unix philosophy? Do one thing well or very good? Because this is something we realized. We have the internet now in the Himalayas and everywhere, but people use it to fanatize themselves with stupid pictures instead of reading all the information that's available there and get better and more intelligent. So they had this problem in 1994. Go for front ends to databases. So this is about the trip report. Number of efforts have taken the place to integrate both relational and fat file databases into Shadow system, and this is a representation of requests to SQL database. This is what we're doing now. In simple DGI scripts, you can easily access SQLite or SQL databases, PostgreSQL. You can easily even run PHP. So this is implemented. We already have done that. Now, this is something just as a side note I found. Just if anyone wants to sue Gmail, in 1993, someone already implemented a protocol called Gmail. This was a Google tool to mail to a Gopher Space gateway with an events calendar. So if anyone really wants to sue Google, they have to find this guy and get all of his intellectual property to you, and then you can get much money from Google, because it's the same as Google does, just for 1993. So then this is one thing. It's got about screen scraping for fun and profit. If you have a legacy system, like for example the web, and that's what we would say today, and they're not going to migrate to client-server technology anytime soon, you may want to apply these techniques to free your data without creating a shadow database system. Modifying the system to use client-server would require complete redesign. It would be more economical to start from scratch. Instead, we designed software that allows students to view information from the system using Gopher. By doing this, we save many students from the need to find and configure special software to start a web browser. That's my addition. The same situation of today. And maybe this is a motivation for all of you to get the legacy system of the web behind us and move forward into a simple Gopher system, so students or users don't need to use some special web browser which requires or discriminates you based on your hardware requirements, that you are able to afford such a laptop and write interfaces which they can use too. Then this is something about the cluster. There they're talking about this layer between Gopher, clustering it, and then using it for 3D representation. And this is where this whole metaverse thing will fail too. The cluster software should definitely use a better algorithm. We've had good results with the current one, but don't have that gut level feeling that the math is entirely theoretical correct. Because it's like our society or our environment. It's not all proven and mathematically correct. You're representing a chaotic algorithm. And this is the reason why 3D, it looks good. It looks good in presentations. These are ideal presentations of some storyline. But the edges of the white 3D space will create problems. And this is also something interesting I found. As I said, I will just throw in stuff I found to make you interested in this history, to read it up on your own, because here someone talked about Adobe. Gary Cosmini of Adobe gave a talk on a very interesting forthcoming project called Acrobat. And then they talk about PDF. If it catches on, this would be a good candidate for Gopher data type and would solve many document incompatibility problems. We did that. We're using PDF over Gopher, and it works. So, as you can see, Gopher and PDF are closely related. It's all the same time script of 1993. And here's about Hypercheese. Someone proposed a new protocol. So there's this history, and you have like this small requests we send, like what HTTP is trying to do now with tunneling all the small requests in a big binary thing. So then you have control over the whole session. The session is never closed. And that way you can do what they propose in Hypercheese. The client server protocol of Hypercheese is a connection-oriented protocol instead of a connection-less protocol, as implemented in Gopher and the WWW. This allows it to implement user access rights and billing mechanisms in Hypercheese billing mechanisms. The Hypercheese server itself is based on a distributed network database architecture with separated database engines for documents and hyperlinks. Using this concept, the whole world of Hypercheese servers presents itself to the user as one large single database with no need to know the server addresses to access single servers. The server structure is completely hidden to the user. What are you thinking of? Yes, it's Facebook. That's what Facebook is doing. Facebook is Hypercheese. They have everything hidden, nothing is open. You access it with one entry point. They use it for user access rights and for billing mechanisms. And for fanatizing you and ruining your life and so on and so on. But that's an extension people didn't think of in 1995. And this is something to remember for everyone, because in 1992, the overview by the Gopher developers. The conference began with an overview by Mark McCahill and Farhad Anklezaria, two members of the Gopher team in Minnesota. I like the summary of two initial goals for Gopher. It's to provide the plumbing for create CWIS. That's a campus-wide information system to be internet duct tape for connecting a wide variety of network services. Although many of us at the conference intended to be driven by the demand for one or the other of these, ultimately they got together nicely. So this is exactly what are the goals of Gopher. So whenever we decide on where we should go with Gopher, we should look at these principles. And these principles is actually exactly what we're doing. We're using plumbing, but we use, call it plumber, we plumb something. And the internet duct tape, that's what we're doing. It's the front end to stuff, it's a simple interface. And when you have to use something more specific, you use a different protocol like SSH. But for finding and going through the whole hierarchy for the internet, you use Gopher. So these Gopher history and archives give us ideas of the past which fit to the present, as you've seen with examples. There are many more to find, just look at all of them. it was really interesting to talk about them. We can use this and adapt it to modern technology easily. See the memes and the AI on Anna. And this is what we have to do. It's what we do now. We have the knowledge of the past, we have the knowledge of what we did in 7 years, and we have the knowledge of AI, we have the knowledge of 3D, we have easy to access URIs, we have modern information databases which are unified unless the years before. So this is what I think we should do in our own adventure, and everyone's invited. Gopher's alive. Gopher has so many ideas. Learning from the past will make us duct tape together to new Gopher to new technologies. Yes, you can use duct tape. Maybe it's a good term for the next Gopher extension. Gopher's here to stay. And thank you all for listening. Anyone got some questions? I hope this talk was a bit inspirational and gave you ideas. Thank you very much. Thank you. Joanne Subline is asking, man, have you heard of the Gopher being used within the communities of CCC, Carious Computer Club, Freifunk, or medical content management systems? No, I haven't heard it. At least at one CCC, I was spreading Gopher propaganda to use more Gopher. Maybe they used it in the beginning, but now they're using on HTTP. Freifunk is completely HTTP. You can go use Gopher over it, but it's TCP/IP and they're routing your protocol. Medical CMS content management systems, no, they don't use that. They use XML crap. You can see a talk of last year where I am showing the evolution of medical information protocols, where you will see that this is heading towards HTTP 3.